Okay, but you know, I agree with you. Now, another thing, Ben, in my opinion, a lot of the people who are on the finance committee, you know, they may see particular items that they want to look at, but they may not have a real good sense of items that could be that should be looked at. And you know, and my big thing is they may not understand the system too, because we've got a lot of people on the finance committees who are not accountants, they're not auditors, mm-hmm. they're not financial people,
mm-hmm.
okay? And so they might miss a whole lot because they don't know the questions to ask, or they might zero in on a line item that, you know, is perfectly all right. Okay, with that...
this is Teresa, can I say something?
Real quick, because we're 3 minutes over and we're about to...
Okay, well, Ben, I have two issues. One is that... like in regard to the lining up of the hotel for the New York board meeting, that would not have been reflected in any one station's budget. That's a national thing. Somebody was spending the money on the national level, so no amount of inquiries on the local level would have caught that.
Right.
No, but the they could allocate it according to the people that attend the board meeting from each of the stations. So those monies that are spent on the hotel and expenses, et cetera, if they're incurred by each of the stations, each of the station is billed back a certain amount, which would appear on, again, on their trial bills.
Well, I've never seen a specific delineation of how much was spent on what.
I haven't either.
Meetings, and I've been in charge of three of them in Houston, and I've never gotten that information. I'd love to have it, Ben.
No, I'm just pointing these things out. I'm not saying that, you know, that they should have been there or they were there, or just saying this.
Yeah.
These are some of the things that have gone on.
Point of order, point of order.
Go ahead.
The meeting is over, and then we're still discussing this. And if we're going to discuss it, we should extend the meeting or, you know, just or end the meeting. Because personally, I'd like to have this meeting last another hour.
15 minutes.
Well, at 15, I can stay another 10, but I need to go and do fundraising at the station, so...
Yeah, well, that's a good idea. Okay, look, it's 6:19 now. I think that we should go ahead and end the meeting and carry over the last couple of things for the next meeting that will not be until next month. Can I get consensus in that?
Now, the two things to carry over then are, but I agree with you, by the way. Donna, I agree with you, and I think the audit is not detailed enough. I listened to that, and I listened to some of your questions, and I totally agree with you. For the record, but
call the order,
okay,
Madam Chair.
Which items are?
The number five motion from me.
Okay.
Regarding the hiring of an internal auditor.
Oh, yeah. And then
the
motion by me.
From Birthall. And
we'll...
You know, the motion by me is a very simple thing. I mean, I don't think anyone is going to object to having a detailed report of an account that was opened for a credit card.
Right, the credit card.
Right.
You know, but,
motions, but Birthall, the orders of the day have been called. And so I know Bob's our expert, although I told him Robert's rules, I didn't like him. But anyhow, Bob is our expert. Orders of the day have been called. So, Bob, do we have to hang up now?
Yeah, unless someone makes a motion to extend and it passes by a two-thirds vote, then the U.S. chair can simply adjourn the meeting.
Okay, I move to extend for 10 minutes.
I second it.
That's the most, though.
Okay,
so
10 minutes. It was been seconded. We need to know if two-thirds will agree. Let's take the vote.
Okay.
No, Mary, go ahead and call the roll to see if we can get two-thirds to agree.
To extend, okay.
To extend, yeah.
Okay, let's see. Well, Sarve, he's gone
this is
now.
To call the question, I guess, but go ahead. Yeah, to extend.
This is
go
to
ahead.
Extend.
Okay,
to
go
extend
ahead.
For
okay.
10 minutes.
Okay, I
Sarve
vote
is
yes.
Gone.
Pardon?
Sarve is gone.
Yeah, I vote yes. Terry?
Abstain.
Okay. Wait a sec. Whoa. Abstain. Okay. Bob?
Abstain.
Okay. Teresa?
Yes.
She says yes. Berthold?
Yes.
Carol? Oh, she left. Sorry, Sheila. Jim?
Yes.
Yes.
Donna?
Yes.
And Brian?
Abstain.
Okay, you abstain. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, yes. 3 abstain. And
okay,
no
so
votes.
It passed.
How many no's?
No, there no, are no no's.
No no's.
Okay, so abstain doesn't count.
We have 10
okay,
minutes.
I'd like to make a motion to table Dinah's motion so that we can move to the item of asking for a report on the credit card.
Second.
Okay, is there any objection to tabling the motion?
So, okay, you're tabling Donna's motion about the detailed audit stuff.
Right.
Okay.
About the detailed audit stuff?
Yeah.
Yes.
No,
she has to be more specific.
Point of order, there was no motion before the body. We were just discussing.
I thought she did make the motion.
I thought Berthold made the motion to table my motion.
Yeah, she did
but
make a motion.
But there's no motion to table.
Yeah, I thought she did make a motion.
Yeah, the motion from Donna Warren.
I want to move that we direct the auditor to provide sufficient detail for
excuse me, I'm sorry.
The areas where it's not sufficient.
I have to go. I have to be on the air raising money. Thanks, everyone.
I need to do it, too. Okay.
Bye-bye, Brian. Okay, so that's tabled, Berthold.
Okay. So then, Berthold, do you want to quickly make a motion about that we...
Okay. I move that we request a report of the detailed monthly statement of the bank account on the credit card that was taken by Pacifica and closed without notice to the board.
Mm-hmm.
And that report be submitted to this audit committee for review.
So you want them to report on it? These auditors, right?
Who do you want to do the reporting?
Well, not the reporting. I want a written, printed copy of the bank account, the bank statement of that. That's what I said in the motion. To the committee so that the committee can review it and question or review whatever it is, how this money was spent.
Okay. Do I have a second?
And didn't you also say you wanted to know who closed it or something to that effect? It wasn't part of your motion.
No, I'm assuming that has to be the CFO and the executive director because they are the one who opened it.
But you want to have the details of the credit account that was open and now closed by Pacifica.
Yes.
So it's a particular account that you want the details of.
It's a credit card account as well.
Yeah.
It's a credit card.
I mean, there may be more than one credit card account. So I think we have to do, it's a good motion, but now we have, Ben, are you still on the line?
Yes.
Okay, we might be able to ask Ben in the discussion area. Okay, did I get a second to the motion?
You want second by Teresa.
Teresa, a second?
Yes.
Okay, so I've got a second. Is there any objection?
Well, I don't exactly understand what this has to do with the audit committee. I don't think it's part of our role to request particular pieces of financial information. That seems much more appropriate for the finance committee to deal with.
I agree.
We're supposed to supervise the overall audit of Pacifica, not particular pieces of information that we think might be relevant.
Okay, can I speak to that?
Go ahead.
Since my motion. Well, where I come from in the business world that I come from, the audit committee is the audit of any account or any company or any station or whatever it is. Is specifically randomly asking for detailed information on some stuff. I've been audited many times, millions of times. I disburse $80 million a month, on a regular basis. And I'm audited on a regular basis once a month. And they ask between payments of $250 and details of debit and credit and details. And also, they look at $10,000 or $100,000 or $500,000 payments to see if those payments have already really been made, if they are fictitious or if they have really been made.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what the audit committee does. The finance committee cannot go, does not really necessarily go into those details. The finance is looking at, you know, the balance account, interest account, net profit,
okay,
and so forth,
okay,
and so on.
You know, we're running out of time.
Yeah, we really are.
May I just ask one quick question?
Go ahead.
Are we talking about a specific item that appeared on the audit report regarding credit cards?
Where did the item appear first?
Yeah, how did you know about it? Where did you see it, Berthold?
How do you know about this credit card?
Well, this was an item that was opened last year and closed last year, and this appeared from the WBAI world and accounts, and I want to know exactly what happened. I want to know how WBAI used that that account, why.
Berthold, we're only asking you, how did you identify this account? That's all we want to know.
Auditing the finances and then talking to various people at WBAI, I found out about this account.
Okay, now, I'm going to suggest we only have 2-3 minutes at the most, and Ben, you're still on the line, right?
Yes.
Do you know what Berthold's talking about?
But again, it probably knows more than I do on that.
Okay, so you don't know what he's identifying. Okay, and I think I heard Bob say that this should be sent over to the Finance Committee. Is that an amendment to the motion, Bob?
No, that was a comment.
That was a comment.
This is Mary Berg. I really kind of agree with what Berthold says. I would think that the Audit Committee would look at something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know how we can move forward with it. I mean, we can vote to do that, but if we don't, we have to be able to identify it. That's
right.
Why I was asking you, Berthold, is where you saw it, because how are we even going to know what it is that we're asking for? So you can't say, I just want to know about the bank, the credit card account that was opened and closed. We need some more idea, I think. And I would
I'd like to talk to that.
Go ahead.
The first thing we can establish is, first of all, for Pacifica to come and say whether or not, you know, that, you know, if they, Pacifica comes and says they never had that, then we will have that as a statement, as a fact. And if we feel that we need to investigate more as an audit committee, we can go ahead. But I would like to establish that fact first. And it doesn't take much. You know, they'll just say yes or no, we had that account. If yes, we had it, these are the details. If no, we don't have it. And then I will bring a motion or not on this audit committee to further go ahead and audit Pacifica. I think it's pretty clear this is our job. You know, if actually this...
Wait a minute,
you know, Ben is unaware of the situation. That also pointing to the fact that there's a problem here. And I would suggest that since we're running out of time, we go on a vote on this. And then the worst thing that can happen is for us to get a no. And the best thing that can happen is for us to get a statement.
Wait
a minute. We cannot go on fishing expedition. Okay?
No, we can't just...
We're not going to do that.
No, we can't.
But... If you have more information on this credit card account, bring it to the audit committee, and then let's decide if we can go forward. We're not going to go and ask Pacifica, do they have a credit card account?
There was a credit card, account opened.
But that's not enough ID. You see, they may have 25 credit card accounts. We just don't know.
We need to specify.
So therefore, I will go to the general manager of WBAI, and I will ask her to identify whether or not about this credit card, and I'll bring it to you on the next meeting.
Donna? Excuse me, that does not comply with the National Board's policy on information.
Exactly.
But individual board members cannot go to a manager and ask for information. It has to be channeled either through the treasurer or through the coordinating committee of the National Board.
No, exactly. We need to see it documented.
Okay.
We need to
It
sounds like red taping to me, guys.
Wait a minute, and we're going to end. Berthold?
Yes, it sounds like red taping to me.
Every director has a right to those items.
Mm-hmm.
So I suggest that you choose a director to make the request for you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. I will ask Patty Heffley to do that. And since she's meeting with the general manager sometime next week,
okay,
I will send an email pertaining to that situation. Thank you.
Okay, and we're out of time.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you so much for the meeting, and we'll see you again. We'll notice the meeting, but expected to be the third Wednesday
third
of the
Wednesday
month
at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
West,
Pacific time. 8 o'clock.
And Donna, you're going to resend those things. I don't have those documents, and I'm sure you sent them, but I had a big computer problem, so maybe they just I've lost a lot of files.
Anybody
so.
Who needs any kind of anything that you think I have.
Yeah, you referred earlier to you sent out all these things, and I don't actually have any of them. So anything
okay.
you sent, please send again.
Well, I'll tell you like a
problem.
Two words, though. No fishing. I'll try to send you what I have, but if I miss anybody, just give me a note, okay?
Will do.
Okay,
thank
well, this was Mary Berg that asked for that because I'm the one. I don't have any of it.
Oh, okay, thank
gone.
You, Mary. And thank you for taking the notes. Could you get them to me so I can see them so we can get them out?
Yeah, I will do that.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
Everybody.
I appreciate
Thanks, Mary.
It.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.
Thank you, Donna.
Well, move to adjourn until the third Wednesday of next month.
Oh, that's right.
to adjourn. Yeah, they're all leaving like rats from a sinking ship. Oh, my God. I've got to go. I've got to go raise money now.
Anybody second the motion?
I second the motion.
The meeting's adjourned.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.